What's the difference between brokenness and repentance? I've written a column in the Latest Issues, Etc. journal titled Personal Brokenness. We'll send it to you for free. Just click the red journal subscription button in the right-hand column at issuesetc.org. In the Wittenberg Trail feature, Dr. Alfonso Espinosa writes about being raised a nominal Roman Catholic and finding the saving gospel in the Lutheran Confession. The free online Issues, Etc. journal, issuesetc.org. Welcome back to Issues Etc. On this Friday afternoon, February the 8th, we are going to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. It's kind of the final order of business during a live broadcast week. We've come to this Friday, and we've got four soundbites lined up to play for you. They come from President Donald Trump. That's first. Pastor Will Whedon, Pastor Jordan Cooper, and Terry Mattingly. They cover all sorts of subjects. What we want to know from you is, which one do you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week? Your reasons are your own, but we'd like to know what they are. When you vote, by either giving us a call, sending us an email, a tweet, or going to our Facebook fan page, we'd like to know who you are, which one you're voting for, where you listen, and most importantly, why you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. We're giving away the LPR bundle package. That is a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and notepad to the listener with the best vote for Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-6943, by sending us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or voting at our Facebook fan page, where we've left space for you to do so, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one this week comes from President Donald Trump. During his State of the Union address, he had this pro-life statement.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
That's soundbite number one, President Donald Trump's pro-life State of the Union statement. If you'd like that to be soundbite of the week, it needs your vote, 1-877-623-MY-IE. You can vote via email, talkback@issuesetc.org, via Twitter, @issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number two this week comes from Pastor Will Whedon. Here he is answering the question, what does it really mean to follow Jesus?
You think of what Bonhoeffer said when he said, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. So we're following Christ to where he's going. He's going into death, and he's going into resurrection. And when we follow him, we literally walk that path right behind him. And we really want to walk that path because there's only one who can get us from death into resurrection, and that is Jesus. So that's not quite the pietistic way of thinking about I'm following Jesus by doing what he said. Well, yeah, you do need to do what he said. No denying that. But what he said was follow him, literally go after him, come behind him, and he is going to lead you through the valley of the shadow of death into the kingdom, where there will be a table prepared for you in the presence of your enemies. He's going to lead you as your shepherd. He's going to walk the way ahead of you. and he invites you to follow along right behind him. Again, the picture of the shepherd leading the sheep, right? I mean, that's not at all a look at the sheep saying, look what I'm doing. I'm following my man. It's like, you know, hey, that's the guy that gets us the protection. He's the guy that gives us all of our nourishment. He's the guy that we need to be with to be safe. You go with him. You don't want to be separated from him.
That's soundbite number 2, Pastor Will Whedon. What does it mean to follow Jesus? Vote for that one by giving us a call live this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-MYIE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org. You can vote via Twitter @IssuesETC or your Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. This is soundbite number 3. It comes from Pastor Jordan Cooper. He's talking about the danger of double predestination.
If there is a certain group of people that is predestined unto salvation and other individuals are predestined unto damnation, I mean, it's going to be natural that people are going to ask the question, how do I know I'm one of those who's predestined unto salvation rather than one who's predestined to damnation? And Calvinists certainly have ways of addressing that question. But I think ultimately the ways that they address those questions don't really ultimately come to a helpful answer, because you do ask questions like, well, how do I know I'm one of the elect? And, you know, the response that you'll be given is, well, all of the elect have faith. So if you have faith, you know you're one of the elect. And then there are other questions that you further ask to say, well, how do I know I have faith? Because some of the non-elect have a so-called temporary faith, which is not a real faith. How do I know I don't have that faith? And then the answer becomes, well, you know you have real faith if you have the real fruits of faith. And then you ask, well, how do I know that my works are real fruits of faith, or their motivation is right? What if they're done out of selfish motives and they're not really demonstrating faith? And it can kind of spiral, and I've seen this happen, and it's happened to me as a Calvinist, is you end up really having to kind of look inward to judge yourself to know whether you're really one of the elect or not, rather than looking at something objective. And so if we have a universal grace and there is no predestination into damnation, we can cling just to those universal promises that we're given, whether it be, you know, baptism, the Lord's Supper, absolution, just looking to the cross of Christ, knowing that it's given for us. When we look to those things, we have something external, something that is outside of us or extranos, something that we can cling to that is not within. And when we cling to those things, we have something that is real and sure that we can hold on to as a promise of salvation given to us. And we simply can't have that in the same way when we're coming from a double predestinarian perspective.
That's soundbite number 3, Pastor Jordan Cooper, the danger of double predestination. Vote for it at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/IssuesETC. You can send us a vote via Twitter @IssuesETC. Send us an email with your vote, talkback@IssuesETC.org, or give us a call. Phone call voters get to vote first, 1-877-623-6943. Get ready to vote. Soundbite number 4 is straight ahead, and after we play it for you, we'll take a break and start taking your calls. It's Terry Mattingly, why the media focus on sex and race.
Well, they're infinitely more comfortable covering those, which is why an issue like gender selection abortion, you know, where you have evidence, especially in some nations overseas, you have evidence that people are deliberately choosing to abort female fetuses. That's why an issue like that just sends discomfort levels off the charts for many journalists, because they don't want to face the fact that so many abortions might actually be rooted in sexism. Women not being able to keep their jobs, retain their jobs, men refusing to support women who don't want to have an abortion, but they're forced to by their boyfriends, lovers, or whatever. A group like Feminists for Life has a lot of very interesting things to say. But once again, do you see how uncomfortable that would make people in the press to have to cover Feminist for Life? Because there you go. There's the gender issue, but now the weapon of gender and feminism is being used by people on the wrong side of the issue, so to speak. African-American pro-lifers who want to stress what Jesse Jackson once wrote about so explicitly at the liberal magazine Sojourners. He wrote a piece arguing that abortion in America was an evidence of racism and of the government showing which lives it would rather pay to get rid of them than pay to help them live and flourish. That's not an issue the press is going to be really anxious to talk about either, because once again, you've got African Americans on the wrong side of the debate from the viewpoint of people in the press who are uncomfortable discussing the sexual revolution, religion, etc.
That's soundbite number four, Terry Mattingly, on why the media focus on sex and race. You've heard the four soundbites. Now it's your turn. This break is a good time to call and vote. 1-877-623-6943. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, looking for your votes for one of those four soundbites. 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org. Send a tweet at issuesetc or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Several Issues Etc. regular guests are candidates for leadership positions in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. Every LCMS congregation has received nomination forms for the president and vice presidents of the synod. Please encourage your pastor and congregational leaders to fill out and return these nomination forms before February 20th of 2019. Learn more at issuesetc.org/nominations. issuesetc.org/nominations.
In the family of God, we never run out of people to love. This line from Robert Zagore's article, Who is My Neighbor?, cuts to the heart of the Lutheran Witness's February issue on mercy. Beginning with the earliest Christians and carrying the story forward to present-day mercy work in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, this issue will open eyes to Christ's great love for the Church and the Church's great love for a world in need. Visit cph.org/witness to subscribe today. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
Luther had Wartburg. We have Collinsville. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's time to take your votes for one of the four soundbites, President Trump's pro-life State of the Union address. Pastor Will Whedon, what does it mean to follow Jesus? Pastor Jordan Cooper, the danger of double predestination? Or Terry Mattingly on why the media focus on sex and race? 1-877-623-6943. Let's go first to Carl in Pennsylvania. Hi, Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Very well. What are you voting for?
I have to vote for President Donald Trump. The way he articulated what is happening to, and the way babies are being treated both in the womb and after they leave the womb and are born, it was amazing. I didn't think I'd ever hear a president do something like that. Any politician in front of that crowd of those politicians, the Supreme Court judges, the nation and the world, it was amazing. And I'm grateful and I hope that it will change some hearts and minds.
Carl, thank you very much. Thanks for listening in Pennsylvania. Let's see what Jeff in Fishers, Indiana has to say. Hi, Jeff.
Pastor, how you doing?
Doing well.
Thanks for taking my call. I have to vote for President Trump's pro-life speech, mainly because he made reference to the governor of Virginia's rather ghastly statement concerning that after a birth, that he would have a consultation with the mother whether or not to euthanize a child that had just been born, which undermines the entire pro-abortion argument that it's nothing but a bunch of cells or that it's the mother's choice and that it's not a person until it's birth. And I think it shows that we are beginning to go down that slippery slope whereby we have totally devalued life. And for that reason, I believe that the president's pro-life speech needs to get the soundbite of the week.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks for listening in Indiana. Ann is in St. Louis. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hi. Number three for Donald Trump. How many Republican presidents have we had since Roe versus Wade? And no one has taken such a strong stance as this. And he said it so beautifully. It was very moving. So I vote for Donald Trump.
All right. Thank you very much. Diane is listening in St. Louis. Hi, Diane.
I do vote for Donald Trump. At first, I thought outrageous, but we should be outraged at what they were passing about the 9-month-old fetuses. So anyway, it's amazing that God used Donald Trump to give such a powerful, needed message.
Diane, thank you, and thanks for listening in St. Louis. Steve in Morgan Hill, California says, I choose soundbite number one, Donald Trump's pro-life State of the Union. I was so glad to hear him stand up for the rights of the innocent little ones who can't defend themselves. This is an area where the government should step in and protect the most vulnerable. Thanks. Steve, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in California. In South Dakota, Bryce says, President Trump, hands down, it is rare when the national leader of a nation will make a statement uncouched that states both the beauty of motherhood, the sanctity of life, including unborn life, and giving support to his statement as having been made in the image of God. Bryce, thank you. Grady listens in Lincoln, Nebraska. Grady says, his vote is for soundbite number one, President Donald Trump. I believe he took a stand where most people in Washington, D.C. are not strong enough to take that stand. Well put, Grady, and thanks for listening in Nebraska. In Clarinda, Iowa, Nathan says, great set of options as always, but as someone who very reluctantly voted for Trump as the lesser of two evils and hoped and prayed I'd never be faced with that choice again, I've got to go with the President of the United States. It's both surprising and refreshing to hear a secular politician unequivocally proclaiming the sanctity of human life. Robert listens in Texas. He says, so hard to choose one this week, but I'm going to go with Pastor Cooper. And number three, one of the best things about the Lutheran Confessions is how it points you toward baptism, Holy Communion, things outside yourself to comfort the conscience and keep you from going down the spiral of, am I really one of the elect? Which also parallels a similar problem in evangelical decision theology, where you can go, did I do everything right? Or did I really mean it when I prayed that prayer? That can just torment the conscience of the Christian. Robert, thanks for listening in Texas. Alice says, I never expected to see President Trump's picture in one of these best soundbite posts, but he is there for good reason. Alex, thanks for listening. Florence listens in Idaho. I vote for soundbite number one. I'm so encouraged to hear an elected official, President Trump, actually say what he said for all the world to hear in spite of the blowback. Think what you want about Donald Trump. He's admittedly a flawed man, but he continues defending the value of life as much now as he did as a candidate in politics. This is amazing. So I am thankful, says Florence in Idaho. Mary says, my vote goes to President Trump. Abortion is the defining moral issue of our time. I agree, Mary. Mark says, soundbite number one, Donald Trump's commentary regarding abortion. I have hoped once again that there is someone in Washington that has a set of moral values with regard to life. Robert listens in Pipestone, Minnesota. He's voting for soundbite number one. I'm glad to see a national leader speak so directly to the sanctity of human life. Marlene listens in Calgary, Alberta, Canada. I know it's too late, but President Trump, he stated this during the debates of 2016. Many voted for him because of this. Cody's there voting for soundbite number one. Who thought we would ever hear a president of the United States speak such words about the precious value of life and then be completely rejected by a crowd that promotes life and value through virtuous works of dressing the part and activism? Cody, thank you. Adam's listening and is voting for soundbite number one. He says, while it's definitely better to take refuge in the Lord than trust in princesses, the particular stage on which the president made his pro-life statement trumps the other three soundbite options. Millions heard his words. Therefore, I have to vote for soundbite number one. And yet at the same time, I must maintain that the president did not go far enough in the words he spoke. We should eliminate all abortions, not just late-term abortions. That's true, Adam. Thank you very much. Twyla listens in Minnesota. Wonderful hearing so many leaders supporting life and giving God the glory. According to your votes this week, the winner of Soundbite of the Week is Soundbite number one, President Donald Trump's pro-life State of the Union.
There could be no greater contrast to the beautiful image of a mother holding her infant child than the chilling displays our nation saw in recent days. Lawmakers in New York cheered with delight upon the passage of legislation that would allow a baby to be ripped from the mother's womb moments from birth. These are living, feeling, beautiful babies who will never get the chance to share their love and their dreams with the world. And then we had the case of the governor of Virginia, where he stated he would execute a baby after birth. To defend the dignity of every person, I am asking Congress to pass legislation to prohibit the late-term abortion of children who can feel pain in the mother's womb. Let us work together to build a culture that cherishes innocent life. And let us reaffirm a fundamental truth. All children, born and unborn, are made in the holy image of God.
That's soundbite number one, President Donald Trump's pro-life State of the Union statement. The winner of Issues Etc. soundbite of the week, according to your votes. The LPR bundle package goes to Carl in Pennsylvania. If you'd send us your shirt size and mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Thanks to everybody who voted. If you're looking for a mortgage, home improvement, car, or student loan, check out the Lutheran Federal Credit Union at lutheranfcu.org. During February, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Perry Lutheran Homes. Lutheran Federal Credit Union, lutheranfcu.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Christian higher education with Dr. Scott Ashman. We'll look forward to Sunday morning talking with Dr. Carl Fakencher about the Beatitudes. And we'll have Pastor Paul McCain lead us in a teaching on the Lord's Prayer petition, Give Us This Day Our Daily Bread. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.